This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A former New York police officer who assaulted a Washington, D.C. police officer on January 6th has gotten a record 10-year sentence in federal prison. Thomas Webster, a retired New York City police officer, was convicted of several felonies for attacking a Washington officer with a flagpole, tackling him to the ground, and trying to rip off his gas mask on January 6th. Jurors convicted Webster, 56, in May after they determined he was lying on the stand when he tried to convince them he was trying to help the officer he assaulted when he grabbed the officer's gas mask after he tackled him to the ground. Webster was, quote, the first aggressor in his confrontation with the Washington police officer, and prosecutors described that all hell broke loose when Webster showed up at that part of the police line. Assistant U.S. Attorney Hava Morell told the judge, nothing can explain or justify Mr. Webster's rage. Webster is one of the rioters who should have known better. No one knows better than a former cop how dangerous it was on January 6th. Morell added that Webster's service made his behavior particularly heinous. U.S. Attorney Morell said, even if he didn't know better than to believe Trump's lie, he knew better than to assault officers. He feels entitled to do what he wants as a former police officer. Webster went old school and rogue on January 6th, she said, adding that he instigated violence and that he was clearly anticipating a violent clash. Another former officer, Thomas Robertson, was sentenced to more than 7 years in federal prison last month, as was Texas extremist Guy Reffitt. The state of Mississippi paid former NFL Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre $1.1 million in 2017 and 18 to make motivational speeches out of federal welfare funds intended for needy families. The Mississippi state auditor said Favre never gave the speeches and has demanded the money back with interest. Favre has repaid the fees, although not the $228,000 in interest the auditor also demanded. But the revelation by the auditor that $70 million in welfare funds was doled out to a multimillionaire athlete, a professional wrestler, a horse farm, and a volleyball complex are at the heart of a scandal that has rocked Mississippi, the nation's poorest state, sparking parallel state and federal criminal investigations that have led to charges and guilty pleas involving some of the key players. The speeches aren't the only welfare grants tied to Favre. Text messages show that Favre sought a $3.2 million grant to a drug company in which he was a shareholder and a $5 million award that built a volleyball arena at the University of Southern Mississippi where his daughter played the sport and where he played football. The state auditor said he found other no-show contracts benefiting former pro athletes and family members of the former head of the state welfare agency, John Davis. The former director has pleaded not guilty to state charges of bribery and conspiracy, but investigations are ongoing. Five former Montana State University Bobcat football players have been named to active NFL rosters. The National Football League's 53-man roster deadline was last Tuesday, and five former Montana State players made the cut. Troy Anderson to the Atlanta Falcons, Daniel Hardy to the L.A. Rams, Lance McCutcheon to the L.A. Rams, Lewis Kidd to the New Orleans Saints, and Alex Singleton to the Denver Broncos. Troy Anderson, who was drafted in the second round by the Atlanta Falcons, excelled in the Falcons' most recent preseason game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, recording four tackles and forcing an interception. Daniel Hardy, the Los Angeles Rams' seventh-round draft pick, also made the team's initial 53-man roster. The Rams also signed undrafted free agent Lance McCutcheon, cutting two other receivers from their Super Bowl team, Jacob Harris and Landon Akers. Another former Bobcat from Montana State's 2021 team to make an NFL roster this fall is Saints offensive lineman Lewis Kidd. As expected, linebacker Alex Singleton was also named to the Broncos' active roster. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.